Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 502.5, up 1.75 on the open. September, 514.5, up 3. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 514, up 3.25 on the open. September, 528, up 3.25. December, 538, up 2. March, 549, up 7 on the open. July corn opened at 386.5, up 4.25 on the open. September, 387, up 2.25. December, 383.25, up 2. March, 394.5, up 2. May, 405.5, up 6. July, 408, up 4.5. September, $4, up 3.5. December, 2008, $4, up 2 on the open. July soybeans opened at 8.12, up 3.75 on the open. August, 8.19, up 3.25. September, 8.27, up 3.75. November, 8.42, up 5 on the open. January, 8.50, up 4.25. March, 8.55, up 4. May, 8.57, up 3.5. July, 8.67, up 4.75 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 2.17.20, up 40 on the open. August, 2.19.30, up 50. July soybean oil opened at 35.93, up 37 on the open. August, 36.20, up 38. At the Merck, August feeders opened at 110.10, down 25 on the open. September at 109.95, down 37.5. October, 109.32.5, down 17.5. November, 108.82.5, down 17.5 on the open. June live cattle open at 90.55, down 15 on the open. August, 91.10, unchanged. October, 94.60, down 17.5. December, 95.35, down 2.5 on the open. June live cattle open at 74.95, down 32.5 on the open. July, 74.10, down 32.5. August, 73.70, down 20 on the open. And October at 66.50 was down 22.5. July pork bellies open at 170, down 50 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Dave.
Want to talk a lot this morning about technicals because it's been quite the couple of weeks, and I just want you to sort of open the mic to you and begin with a commodity. Take your pick, beans and corn to pick to start with, and tell us what these technicals are telling us about the potential for the next month.
Well, I think everybody's still looking at the corn market per se because fundamentally it's still the obvious leader, although over the last couple of weeks now that whole situation has become maybe a little murkier too, because wheat's performing rather well, and even beans holding the kind of price levels they are holding well too. The performance in the corn yesterday, we closed July corn up over the 50-day moving average. The December closed right at it here this morning. We've pushed up over it. I think people need to remember, you know, we went up and we're up with some nice gains here, 6 or 7, and some contracts on corn in the early, but we've settled back to where we're 4 higher on July and about a penny and a half so up on the December. But the strength came early in the session. That would have been buying coming from the big spec funds coming into the pits with some of the changes that their programs would have given them last night. So we've got that buying digested and settled back a little bit here. But if we continue to get these closes over the 50-day moving average, that tends to suggest that, you know, we're going to find these big spec funds continue to be buyers in the market. And realistically, when you look at both July and December corn, the next benchmark's again going to come at the $4 level, which was about a dime or so above the early highs we had today, and that's going to be the next critical game in town. But when you look at the last 10 days now or so, you really do get the feeling that that low we had around that May 11th USDA reports was, in fact, a 20-week low put in place by the corn market at this point. Are we really going to lift off into follow-through? That's still a little bit uncertain. Beans, meanwhile, we're getting a little bit long in the tooth, having had the 16-week cycle and the 8-week cycle bottom out back there at the end of April. So, you know, you're sitting here going, you know, as we start working into June and somewhere about mid-June, we should see an 8-week cycle. We've crossed above the $8 mark. We've shown ability to hold above the $8 mark. Historically, you know, when we've seen beans trade, you know, we don't spend a lot of time trading between 8 and 9. Anytime we go above 8, we tend to more often than not go above 9, and certainly on the way down, you slip below 9, you quickly go below 8, it seems like. About 10 times in history, once you get over 8, we followed through. But there have been a couple of times where we got up into the 820, 840 level that we didn't. So you have to be a little careful, and when you look at beans especially, whether you look at the July contract or slip on out and look at the November, you know that we're nudged just underneath those contract highs that were set back in February. So, you know, the bean market is set up to where we could have some kind of a temporary top in here, I believe.
Looks like the Nov beans made new contract highs this morning above 843. On a closing basis above 843, does that give you enough bullish support for that move to $9 in the Noves?
Well, I think a close above 843, unless it's just a fraction above it. You know, I tend to look, when I look at beans, especially at these price levels, I like to see them move through a key point by 5 cents, 7 cents, something like that. So, you know, I think we may be in a position where the November has to close over 850, and at the same point, we may need to see the July close over a contract high, too, and it hasn't done that yet or even gotten over it yet. So, you know, I'm kind of inclined to think here that the beans may be due for a little bit of a setback at this particular point in time, or at least maybe stall out in this move up and go into a period of correction or consolidation. So, you know, I would tend to say that, you know, we need to see probably close 850 or better to give it reason to want to go quickly beyond 9.
And then the corn, while the move that we've seen this week is encouraging, and we're even closing in on the 100-day moving average, we're still not above that 393 benchmark that has sort of marked the top of a range that we've been trading in since the beginning of April.
Now you're talking about the July contract, correct?
In the July.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's kind of a benchmark, although, you know, you go back there in early May when we had that move to the upside. We actually had a push there, and it came in the overnight trade up to just over the $4 mark. So I really think $4 might be even more of an important level here at this point. And psychologically, you know, that even dollar number always tends to play into the corn market as well. But, you know, we've had a pretty good run to the upside. Maybe we'll see a little setback. You're kind of sitting here in an odd thing, and you're wondering, have we really seen some of the moneyed crowd come in to buy the grains here as we go into the end of the month? A lot of that buying tends to come not only early session, late session, but there's a lot of buying from the money sector that comes late month, early month. And last month, we bottomed right at the end of April, only to have a spirited, nice rally to begin the month of May, in which we put about 40 cents onto the corn market. So you're wondering, you know, have we seen some of that come early at this point? But we've popped out above the 50-day moving averages. We could actually see, I think, the corn market here at some point go into a bit of at least minor correction. It could last 2, 3, 4 days to see if we can get enough energy to want to push this thing on higher yet.
All right, Lynn, let's turn our attention to the wheat, which has seemingly been straight up since tagging about 465 or thereabouts toward the middle of May. Gapped open this morning, a high on the day of what looks like 521-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Contract high isn't that much more above this. Is this counter-seasonal run going to continue?
It certainly has all the earmarks that it could. You know, when you step out here and you look at the wheat in the Chicago futures anyway. We've now pushed wheat to a new high of the move. When you look at a weekly chart or a continuous daily chart, the last peak we had in wheat there on that came right at the end of April and a high of 515. So we've pushed up beyond that today. A close over that on that weekly chart would look good and would say that, you know, maybe we're setting up the game to go ahead and challenge that high that's up where I think around 557 we left last fall. We really probably need to see the Kansas City market fall in line and want to play the game as well at this point. When you look at that, and when you look particularly at Kansas City wheat and the nearby contract, we need to move over 522 to do the same thing in Kansas City prices as we're doing in Chicago. And right now we've had a high for the day, for example, of 510. So we're still a little shy for that, but the overall pattern, when you look at the way the wheat is traded at this point, certainly doesn't make you feel like this thing's going to fall apart very easily.
Thank you much, Dale.
Good talking to you.
You too. Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at Ed Sola's two-state forecast today. He says in western Illinois, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere, a mix of clouds and sunshine with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing during the afternoon. Highs from 78 to around 90. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms during the evening. Then scattered showers overnight. Lows from 57 to 64 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.